I'm Tim Woodburn, and now it's time for the second hour of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank Opinion.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starting Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving a couple hundred bucks a month on your mortgage payment? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
I'm eating chocolate.
Do you want me to start over again? Replay the music?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second.
Actually, you're supposed to come out with Dr. Doug's music.
Go right to it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, let's do this.
It's definitely my fault.
Edit that out. Tim, just say the last words you just said when you wrapped up the... Well, we played commercials, though. Right. But we're going to pretend we're coming in right after the news. Just wrap it up. Do an ending.
From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in downtown Kirkwood, take two, I'm Tim Woodburn. And now, it's time for the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, Hour 2, with Frank Opinion.
Wow, that was great. That was perfect. We sound so good after the third try. This guy has been on this show for... Dan, what do you think? 15 years? More? More.
No, probably about 15.
His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. You can find him at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon and your pet's best friend. And I don't care if you have a parrot or a gecko or an elephant, a tiger. You can get licenses to have tigers, a monkey, or just the standard old dog or cat. This guy is the guy. So if you have a pet and you have a question, you need to call us now. I think you're learning the number. It is 855-282-TALK. 855-282-82-something-something. I can never remember the last part. 855-282-8255. That's it. 8255. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Douglas Pernikoff. Dr. Doug, welcome to the new place. Welcome to 590 The Fan.
Oh, thank you so much, and I am still AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Of course you are. Hallelujah. See, Trevor, no matter who says it, if they say AM in the PM, that's what you hit. Now, Doc, I want you to say hi to somebody. You've never spoken with him before. His name is Tim Woodburn. He does our news and other stuff. Tim, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Big dog owner with their own custom doggy door at my place, I might add. I might throw in a question or two of myself as we move along here.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to meet you, and I'm sure it's going to be a fun, fun show.
Now, what do you have? What kind of dog do you have?
One's an Australian Terrier. The other one's a Beagle Terrier mix.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Smart dogs.
Are they little dogs?
They are little. They have their. You know, I'm single. I live by myself, so they have their own custom doggy door. They go in and out all day long, and they're just very friendly, sweet dogs like me.
If you meet anybody who's not a dog, if somebody says I hate dogs, you know what? I don't like that person, and I think there's something wrong with that person. Unless they had a traumatic experience, like a dog ate their child or something, a dingo in Australia. Other than that, if you don't like dogs, there's something wrong with you. I think I really do. Would you like to take some calls?
I would love to.
All right. One more time, the number is 855-282-TALK. That is 855-282-8255. up first, I believe, is Dan. Is that correct? Or Dave? Dave, I'm sorry.
That's
Dave,
Mary.
No, Mary's not lit up. She's lit
Mary's
up
in red. She's lit up.
But so is Doug in red. Oh,
yeah,
but
he's
that's
in green.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Shoot, what am I thinking? Mary, forget everything you just heard. Say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. It's really nice to talk with you. And hi, gang. And hi, Frank.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
Good, good. What can I help you with?
Well, we have quite a few rescue dogs.
Okay.
And one that's been with us, we have seven dogs.
Uh-huh.
Two were actually planned for and acquired 12 years ago.
Okie dokie.
The other five have been dogs that were dumped in the country and happened to run across us. And the one dog is a lab, and he's 12, and he's Jack, and he's one of the chosen ones, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And Seven, who was our seventh dog, he came along about 7 years ago. And just recently, they have been trying to kill each other, basically. So I don't know what to do.
Put
I've
to
never
sleep.
Run across this situation.
Put them to sleep. Put them both to sleep.
Are they both neutered?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so this kind of just started with any other changes in the household, any new pets, any new people, anything that's kind of changed in your process?
For the first 5 years, we lived on 80 acres in Paris, Missouri.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Now we live on 47 acres in Troy, Missouri. So the house is smaller, and these are bigger dogs.
I gotcha. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you need to do a little bit of police work to try and sort of assess what's going on and what are the triggers that create that kind of dilemma. Is it around food? Is it around a sleeping site? Is it around an owner? Because they do get territorial. And once you kind of start doing some of that, the next step might be to get together with a good behavioralist trainer and let them work through these processes and kind of help you protect against those triggers that are creating that dilemma. And if your vet doesn't have a good trainer, we certainly could suggest someone, but I would try with your veterinarian first. Those would be the first things I'd do. Now, if one's picking always the aggressor and always picking on the other one, then there might be sometimes it's just a dominance thing that starts to develop. One becomes less, more compliant, less fighting, less challenging, and the other one takes advantage of that. But again, it sounds interesting enough that you really should kind of do a little bit of homework and a little bit of your own due diligence and then get with a trainer who can help kind of define not only what the problem might be, but also how to prevent those kind of scenarios. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. My one rule is everybody gets along.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ain't following Mama's rule right now.
Yeah. It sounds like a household of kids. So.
Yes, exactly.
I really appreciate you doing all the rescue, too. That's very good. Okay.
Yeah, they're just near and dear to our hearts. You know, they're not, it's probably nothing they did.
Right.
If they're a victim of circumstance, so.
I think you can work it out. There's always different ways to method. Sometimes we use medications along with training to kind of take that edge off and then kind of work away from the meds. So, yeah, let's get a program started.
All right, Mary, thank you for listening. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Okay. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Now, let me tell you how this works at this station. It's a different phone system. As soon as you hear somebody leave and hang up, there is a line open right then, right now. So if you want through here and you hear us end the call, like with Mary, you jump on it, 855-282-8255. 855-282-TALK. Dave is here. Dave, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm great. So my family and I, we have two Labradors, a black lab that we've had for 10 years. She's about 12. And we have a yellow lab that we just adopted about 6 months ago from a shelter. He will turn one at the end of October. And he, the yellow lab, the puppy, it seems like he's very disinterested when it comes to eating. He'll take a few bites, he'll walk away for a couple of minutes, and I almost have to stay with him and encourage him to keep eating. He just kind of doesn't, you know, whereas the black lab will just eat until she's done. Is it something where maybe he doesn't enjoy the food?
Well,
or is there
a number
something,
of questions.
Is that a yellow lab thing?
Yeah, no, it's not a yellow lab thing, but a number of questions. First of all, how long have you actually had him in your home?
About 6 months.
Okay, so, and this was a problem from day one?
No, maybe in the last 2 months.
Last 2 months, okay. So it's possible that there a couple things are happening. He might be getting signals from the female who's more aggressive about food if they're being fed at the same time. So one choice might be to separate them out for feeding time. And then the other thing is to talk to your veterinarian about trying some different food trials. So I don't know what product you're on. You don't have to mention it necessarily, but you might try, I like something like Pedigree just because it's wet and sloppy, and they like things that smell different and interesting. So that might be an option to try and mix in with your regular food, a new food, and just see if it's that. If you don't have a lot of history about the rescue, you don't know what food it was on or where it came from or, you know, why it was in rescue in the first place. So, and if the dog is in good condition where you can see it's not too thin, it's got good muscling, then I wouldn't get too worried about it. But a good exam by your veterinarian is always good common sense to start and rule out physical problems. Make sure he's not nauseated, make sure he doesn't have parasites, and anything that could deter his appetite is what you want to check up. And if you do all that homework, and then, again, with the food trials, I think you have a good chance of converting him into a good eater. Okay.
Yeah, we're using Blue Buffalo. I don't know
yeah.
if you're.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Yeah, it's a good food.
And he seems to. I mean, he eats it eventually. It just takes him some time. And we've had him since he was about 5 months old. Uh-huh. We've had him about 6-7 months. Yeah, it just recently started. That seems like he's just kind of. Interested in other things, and maybe I'll try right. separating them in different rooms.
I would, and then you don't leave the food down, do you? You just take it up as soon as they're through.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to leave it down because then he doesn't think that he has to eat in a rush, but I would try that. Again, I'd make sure that he's good and healthy. Check his mouth, make sure there's no loose teeth or anything that might be causing him to be sore. And then, like I said, let your vet give him a good once-over. He's probably been there before, but go back and talk to him about these issues and he'll probably suggest some of the same things I suggested. And there are food stimulants you can feed, but you kind of want to know why, especially in a young puppy, that he just doesn't have a voracious appetite. Okay?
Yeah, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Hey, Dave, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Yellow Lab. I love Yellow Lab. What a great dog. They shed, though, doctor. Don't they shed?
They shed, and they eat everything. I mean, they eat underwear. They eat socks. That's another
underwear.
Consideration. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just...
And they swallow underwear?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
niece. I can't tell you how many pairs of underwear I've taken out of tummies.
My nieces used to have a dog, and this dog would go grab all the dirty underwear out of the house.
While they're wearing it?
No, not where they're wearing it.
No, that's what we do as men. But no.
I would never have said that. You just drove away half our audience. That was a sick thing to say. When one line drops, another one opens, and people are catching on to that. And so if it's busy when you call, as soon as a caller is finished, you jump in like somebody just did. But Barbara's been holding. Barbara, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Can I help you?
I have a 3-year-old male dog, and he was fixed about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
But just recently, he started that, you know, humping thing for the first time.
No, we don't know what you're talking about. Could you describe it?
No, I'm trying to be delicate here. And
does he have a target, a specific target, like somebody or a piece of
clothing? Yeah, my leg. Huh?
Oh. Right. I've never heard of that. That's a new one. That's a new one.
And now I see kind of a stain on the rug. Did something come out, do you think? I mean, I thought...
Well, he doesn't. If he doesn't have testicles, he shouldn't be able to ejaculate.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What did he just say?
Hey, this is medical terminology.
Yeah. I'm apologizing.
No, I didn't say anything nasty.
It's medical.
And but it sounds like one thing I would rule out, it's kind of far-fetched, but it would be worth ruling out, is the possibility of a urinary tract infection. And the other thing about the humping is that when they're, neutered a little bit later, which is the new thing to do nowadays, is to wait till they're a good 2 years old, sometimes they've already picked up some of their male behavior hormonally, and then when you remove the hormonal influence, they still have a behavioral component, and whatever it is that's stimulating them, on your leg is, something that you want to make sure that when he got neutered, but did he come from a rescue group, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to make sure when he got neutered that they took away two testicles, because sometimes if one's inside and didn't drop, then if they weren't totally good about what they were supposed to do, they may have left it in.
So Barbara, is it one particular leg, like left or right leg, or is it either leg?
I don't remember.
I would remember.
How do you not remember that?
Whichever leg standing on the floor.
You know, a shower is always good, too, but anyway.
Maybe you could sell the dog to a double amputee so he doesn't have a leg, and then they wouldn't do that. I'm just thinking of solutions.
Goodness. Oh, my God. Anyway, so, yeah, again, I always
anyway,
say rule,
did you
rule
say,
out.
I believe you said anyway. Yeah, you got to be on top of that.
Rule out the medical
issues.
I can't
see any that are still up there. I mean,
you can't see any testicles that remain?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Yeah, the things, the testicles. I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
And with no testicles, and I'm serious, this is a serious question. Does it look like he still enjoys it? Because dogs, when they do that, they have almost like a dog smile on their face.
Yes, he was enjoying it.
Now, is that possible, doctor?
You got that right.
Hang on.
My dog's been neutered. My dog got neutered about 3 years of age.
So do they still feel pleasure? Is there a way to know that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you rub his pee-pee, it's probably going to feel good.
Oh, my goodness.
What in
who would do that?
What kind of conversation is this?
Hey, it's a veterinary conversation.
Dr. Doug, if a dog is neutered and but everything's gone, all the testicles are gone, with the lipstick.
All of them? It's just two?
Well, I know. But
Zero, one, or two.
Will the lipstick still come out?
Yes, it did.
Sure.
No. Yes, it did.
Yeah, it sure did.
That's why I was shocked. I was like, what?
That's gross. Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm sorry, Barbara. Well, Dan always uses that lipstick thing.
I'm glad. I didn't know how to describe it. But
it's a left leg.
Yeah, I would go ahead and rule out a bladder infection, first of all.
I'm puzzled about something. You said if they're removed, there should not be any substance, okay? And she says that something is stained. That's got to be from something else, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, he still has a prostate gland, but it shouldn't be stimulated by hormones, so it should be kind of quiet. But he could still have, you know, and it's unusual without the testosterone present, but he could still have some prostatic inflammation or infection. And like I said, he could also have a bladder infection. And then finally, there's always the possibility, and you can look back on the records or find out from the rescue group, that they did get two testicles removed and they didn't accidentally leave one inside that hadn't dropped.
Would they admit that if they did leave one inside?
Well, I mean, it might be on the record inadvertently that, you know.
Oh.
But that's a possibility.
You should just put it to sleep. That's the other thing.
Yeah. And then your vet might suggest getting some hormone levels. You can actually take blood samples and measure the testosterone levels and see if they are higher than they should be.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
What's the name of your dog?
Yeah, what's your dog's name? Humper?
No. We're not going to even go there.
Well, what's his name?
His name is Dalton.
Dalton. I like that. Dalton, that's a good name.
We actually have a song, and it is kind of sad, I guess, about a dog named Stain.
Yes, we do. It's so sad, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I know.
Barbara, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara.
You know what I noticed, Frank?
What?
This is such a clear-sounding radio. I mean, it's just like crisp and clear, which is very good.
Everything is brand new.
It's
brand new. We'll take one more call, and that's going to be John, and then we'll wrap it up. John, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem, John. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. I'm the guy that's got Crazy Daisy, a female we got from your rescue clinic.
Okay.
And she's about 3 years old, but lately she's having sort of a urinary problem also.
Okay.
She would just be laying there outside, and all of a sudden she jumps up and like, oh, man, I left a whole puddle here.
Yeah,
they put her on some kind of a 2 pills a day for the first week, and then supposed to die down to 1 pill a day. And I had to go back to 2 pills because I forget what it's called, but they thought that they had taken her ovaries out too early when they spayed her. Instead of waiting for a couple of years. Have you ever heard of something like that?
No, you don't wait a couple of years, but some people wait a little bit longer. Yeah, so what you're describing is incontinence, true incontinence, not a,
urinary, not a typical urinary tract infection, but actually where hormones...
They tested for a UTI, and they said, no, there's no infection there.
Right, yeah, so that's why they put you on phenylpropanolamine.
That's exactly what I was going to say, phenylpropanolamine. That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Anyway, these are drugs that replace the impact of what the estrogen used to do when there were ovaries,
right,
and that would cause muscular contraction and control of the sphincter. We're using so many big words today.
Yeah, testicles, ovaries, sphincter.
I mean, it's great.
You don't have to repeat them, though. No.
Just want to make sure everybody got them for the test. Anyway,
well, do you think I can go back? To one pill a day, or
there's no reason.
Been good for the last 7-10 days.
Yeah, I mean, you can test again. I wouldn't be afraid to stay on the two pills for a while. And there are a couple other substitute drugs you can use. If I don't know which one you're on, actually. But there are two or three that we use all the time now. So if one doesn't work as well, you can always talk to your vet about, is there an alternative drug? And but I really think that you just need to stay on that longer and then wean off slower. Maybe you go to, instead of 2 times a day, then maybe you go to 2 times every other day. Maybe that's enough. And then 1 time every other day and see if you can work it out.
Well, okay. Okay,
right.
Very good. I just wonder why it took her 2.5-3 years to start having this problem.
You know, there might be other, you know, the adrenal gland, for instance, is another gland in our body that can create female and male hormones. So they're all, the hormones are actually related to cortisone in a chemical sense. So whatever creates cortisone can actually help create other secondary sex hormones. Okay?
All righty. Well, thank you,
John. Thank you for listening. Okay.
Before we let Dr. Doug go, I actually have a pet question for him.
Well, go right ahead,
Dr.
Go
Doug. Ahead. My girlfriend's son has a dog, and this dog is 14 years old. It's like a shepherd mix.
Okay.
And he took it to the vet because it was falling over.
Put it to sleep.
And somebody
needs to put you to sleep.
Can I say, okay, Dan?
It's very close.
Tim Woodburn is not familiar with. And the first time I said put it to sleep, you should have seen the look on his face.
I know.
You monster. You compassionless, horrible monster.
Somebody should put you to sleep.
No, it's a running, it's just like a running gag. No matter what happens, we go put him to sleep. The audience knows it. I'm sorry I didn't warn you, and you got shocked. Go ahead, Dan.
So the dog would fall over and just kind of walk around like it was dizzy. He took it to the vet, and it wasn't eating and really wasn't drinking anything. Took it to the vet. The vet diagnosed it with a vertigo.
Vestibular syndrome.
Yes.
What is it?
Vestibular syndrome?
Yes, it's vestibular syndrome.
Is that like a vertigo?
Yeah, exactly. So on a 12-year-old dog, you have to be careful because that's an old enough dog to have other things like, God forbid, a brain tumor.
Yeah.
But, there's a syndrome that comes and goes on its own, and it creates this vestibular syndrome, and you can put them on the same drugs the humans use. Vestibular syndrome, they use meclizine, which helps with the orientation.
That's exactly what I was going to recommend.
And sometimes they'll even put them on some steroids. So it really depends on the vet and what he wants to choose.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't get better at that age, you better be sure that they rule in or rule out a possible tumor.
Yeah.
So it usually takes 2 or 3 weeks to get out of that syndrome.
Tim Woodburn, are you leaving the show? You're off the show now. Hey, the look on his face. So today was the first day I saw the look of, you know what? I don't think I want to be part of this.
He was disgusted.
He's so disgusted. It was the put to sleep thing. Are you leaving?
No, I just got to go tape some stuff for the Larry Connor show, and I'm going to make sure I don't have to put him to sleep. I mean, you got the Woodburn death stare this hour.
So you're still with us.
I'm still with you.
You'll be doing
I'm not resigning.
Okay, good. I don't want to lose you yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure. Dan, did you get the answer you're looking for?
Yeah, I think so. The dog will only eat chicken now. It will, and it doesn't eat a whole lot, but it will only
probably
eat
nauseated
chicken. Yeah,
And you can use this drug. Ask your vet to try some. There's a couple of drugs. One is Serenia,
Serenia.
Helps with nausea.
Yes.
And also sometimes mirtazapine.
Mirtazapine is what I was going to say.
Oh, mirtazapine.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we all know that.
Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Is that it, Dan? You got the good answer?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, this was your debut on 590 The Fan. I think it went really well. And
thank you.
Doctor, we will do this every Wednesday as we have for 15 years. If you'd like to Meet Dr. Doug or take your pet there. He's at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, good luck with the show. I think we're going to be fine here. That was Dr. Doug, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. They have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and they have a lifetime warranty. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk with the world's greatest Chevy dealer, John Londoff, on 590 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Everyone knows that right now you need to be refinancing. Mortgage rates are at our lowest levels, and home values are skyrocketing. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. Conventional loans, VA, FHA, HARP, Jumbo, USDA, we do it all. Refinancing or buying a home, apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time. If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? Refinancing out of that 30-year mortgage down to a 15. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? Refinancing out of that 30-year mortgage down to a 15. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
We're trying to get hold of John Londoff. I'm hoping he's too busy selling cars to talk to us. So I'll just talk about him. I talked to somebody the other day. My daughter's boyfriend drives a Malibu. The first thing I did is I went around the back of it to see if it said Johnny Londoff. He gets a pass because he was living, out of town, as he does now when he bought it. So he got the skate on that one. But if he's going to want to continue to be with my daughter and he buys another Chevy, I don't care where he lives. He can come back here and buy it. Now, I think that's a call.
That is somebody calling him right now.
Okay, that's not Londoff. Now, I actually have gotten in the habit now of looking at the backs of cars that are Chevys to see if Landoff is on there. And a couple of times, I've actually, if it's like a parking lot, I've actually gone up to the people and introduced myself and said, thank you for doing business with Johnny Landoff, because I believe we are employees of Johnny Landoff. We work for all the advertisers you hear me talk about. I like to think of us as their employees, because we are. They're paying us the way they pay the people who work there. To bring in business, make sure people are happy.
It is, John.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, he needs to understand that like half his commercial...
No, he said he doesn't have a lot of time.
He's already done. Well, let's see how much time he has. John, are you there? John.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm good. We weren't sure we'd be able to get you on here. Nice to have you on.
Hey, thanks for squeezing me in, buddy. No. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I
always squeeze you in.
Yeah, I mean, you're just the absolute best, but we are busy, which is great. It's great to be busy. You know what? I think it's because you're back on the air, okay? You're
there was a slump in sales while we were off 2 weeks. There was a slump. We're going to make up for that.
Yeah, you know, I hope that doesn't make you feel good, okay?
It does.
So don't rub any more salt in the wound. It's done. Now we're moving forward, and it's going to be an unbelievable month. Great month in October. I can't believe it's October, but that's what's unbelievable.
What do you think, just from past history and records, what looks like to be the biggest month for sales for you in the year? Is there a month that is always the biggest?
It used to be pretty much, you know, March, you know, coming out of the winter season.
Right.
And then June, July, and August. Now, you know, because we're business partners, it's every month, Frank. Every month, as long as you're on the air.
Every month he's on with us. That's the best part.
Don't go taking another 2-week vacation, okay, buddy?
No, I don't plan to do that for a while.
That's great. Well, you sound great. You know that?
We're just almost settling in. It'll take a couple of weeks, but we're getting comfortable here. When you change, look, if you went to another dealership, or let's say one of your salespeople, it takes a while to find the bathroom and to know who people's names and to get familiar with the phone system or whatever. And so that's what we're going through. But so far it's really gone smoothly. And I can't wait for you to meet some of the people who work. This is a wonderful bunch of people here.
Well, I can't wait for the invitation. I guess this is the invitation right now.
Anytime you want to come by, I'll take you next door to the Kirkwood Brew House, because the guy that owns this place and owns Chuck's Boots owns a third of that place. And I know how you like lunch and dinner, and you appreciate a good restaurant. You said you've eaten over there, but there's got to be a couple of things you haven't had yet. I'll treat you to them.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll do that before the show one day.
You know, just coming to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet right now, the deals are so great. It's like a fine meal. It's like a great meal that you're getting, okay?
Mm.
But it's just a great car. Chuck, did you like that segue?
I did.
Okay. All right. You always like talking. I always like talking about food, but I love talking about cars and trucks, SUVs. You know, so we have over 1,000 vehicles in inventory, and man, we're selling quite a few today, but there'll be plenty left.
Do you think they'll ever bring the Avalanche back? They brought it back overseas. Didn't they bring it back overseas in Europe?
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
There might be a production truck that will look somewhat like the Avalanche, but it will not have that versatility and the difference, you know, that the Avalanche does have or did have. It's just too expensive.
How's the Colorado doing?
Great. Great. We just can't get enough out of our great plant at Wentzville, Missouri. I wish we could sneak in there behind the fence and maybe take two or three or four every week and bring them to our lot. But, you know, we just keep ordering them and they just keep selling. So,
John, I drove the Tahoe yesterday, and I did not, and I'm ashamed to admit this, I didn't know it had HD radio because I've never listened to it. This station is the three ways to listen, the app, which is 590 The Fan, regular 590 AM, and 105.7 HD2. And I found it on that car yesterday, and then I drove my wife's car today. It's on there, and I listened to it. So a lot of your customers who are buying later model cars, because the Tahoe's a 15, so by model year's 3 years old. Folks, you got stuff on there you may not even know you have. So check it out, because you may have HD radio in there, and it's terrific.
That is great. You just are always, you're like, you just discover things all the time.
I do.
And here we are, we're on the cusp of Columbus Day. You're not Columbus.
Go ahead. Columbus.
Yeah, I never understood why.
I know.
Wait, hold on. When is Columbus Day? Is it next Monday?
Monday.
Yeah. Monday.
And I've never understood why that's a holiday. This is a guy who was lost and thought he was in India or something, and we give him a holiday. He's a horrible navigator.
Mm-hmm.
He was. Now,
well, at least he found land.
I want to tell people something else about a Suburban. I almost wish I needed a Suburban, because we had about three of them, and I've had a lot of cars, and people say, what's the greatest vehicle you've ever owned? And I said, well, you can't do that, because one is very fast and one is roomy, but the best value that of any vehicle I've ever bought is, to this day, a Suburban. It is comfortable. You can put anybody in it, lots of people, lots of stuff, and go drop the seats if you have to. That Suburban, that's, to me, that all-around greatest value of any vehicle on the road. And I almost wish I needed it, but I don't know. We have my grandson for 10 days. They brought him last night. And my wife is running him around in the Tahoe, because the Tahoe has the video, you know, thing where you can put DVDs in and play it.
We call that the entertainment center.
Well, it's a babysitter, and it's the greatest. Let me tell you, it's the greatest babysitter. And for those of you who go, well, I don't know if I want that option. If you have kids or grandkids, trust me, yes, you do. You put a movie in there, and that kid is entertained for a couple hours. It's fantastic.
The exact terminology is sound and entertainment. High tech. We're high tech here at Jenny Love.
No, sound
and entertainment.
Okay.
But we have it in quite a few of the Suburbans, and that's all you used to drive was Suburbans. And then, one of my managers, Mark Thornton, goes, why don't you get in a Tahoe? You know, Mimi was driving a Tahoe. I'm like, yeah, I love my Suburban. But
you also used to have to carry a lot. You also used to have to carry a lot of hockey equipment that you don't have to carry now, too, for the boys.
Yeah, correct. I don't coach any longer. I don't play any longer. I still love the game, and looking forward to season opener
tonight.
The Blues.
Dan's all fired up.
Face off. Oh, sure. Listen to him.
Cam Jansen, don't you, John?
Hayes for horses.
You know Cam?
Yes, I do know Cam.
Yeah, he works here. Cam's on the show before us.
He works here.
I know him well. All right, I get back to talking to some customers and get back to making some great deals. But AM and the PM crowd will be here late tonight, 9:30. So give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com.
All right, John, thank you for everything. Thank you for your loyalty to the show and not even blinking when I ask you if you wanted to come over here with us. We appreciate it.
Frank, thank you.
All right, John. Talk to you later. John Lawndoff, you know where they are, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, North County, 24/7 at lawndoff.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos, and at the home loan expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everyone gets locked in before it's too late. With rates this low, we are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment. It only takes 5 minutes to figure out how much money I can save you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, One Big Razor Company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. Now's the perfect time to do a cash-out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
All right, let's go somewhere. I don't know where yet, but this guy does. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Lifetime warranty and good housekeeping seal of approval. Let's welcome the man who's almost been everywhere, Bill Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness, thank you.
In the studio. I like it.
Well, you're so much closer now than you used to be. It is about, I think, 9 minutes from my home.
You know what? You should come in every chance you get. I love that. Where are we going?
Today we're going to Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, and you know that I didn't know there's a Beverly Hills, Missouri. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
It's like a horrible place. No, it's like a Kenlock kind of, it's just, I didn't know that until, I guess, 20 years ago.
Is it in the St. Louis area?
Yes. Yes, Beverly Hills, Missouri. Look it up. But he's taking us to Beverly Hills.
Is it
California.
In North County? Beverly Hills?
I don't remember. Okay. Somebody can pull it. Here's the deal. I've been to Beverly Hills, California
sure.
a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
No, you never felt more out of place.
Yes.
In your life. Am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. Like you, I've spent time in California. I lived there about 5 years, Southern California. And one of the things we'd always do when somebody would come to visit, they want to go see Beverly Hills.
Of course they do.
And you're right. You feel so out of place. And, you know, you'll do the drive through.
And you feel poor.
And you want to see, you know, where a famous person lives or whatever. And you drive by and you feel, oh, my God, I should not be here. But it is pretty interesting, and a couple of interesting things about Beverly Hills, California. First of all, the post office in Beverly Hills, the only post office in the United States that offers valet parking.
Oh my
That's a different
goodness.
Kind of world out there.
Yeah. What? Why?
Because it's Beverly Hills.
So why would you need
Because
it?
They can probably afford it.
Yeah, because but you can do it.
You go in to mail a package or something, and they'll park your car.
Yes,
and
they take care of your car.
That's actually ridiculous.
It's pretty wild. Beverly Hills, it was actually named after a farm in Beverly, Massachusetts, back in 1914. It's also the only city in America to boast no hospital. They have no cemeteries, no billboards, and no telephone or power wires. You will not see any of those in the Beverly Hills.
Well, that is true.
City limits.
Everything's underground.
Yeah. It is the most expensive zip code in the United States. Probably guess that.
Tim Woodward found it. Where is it?
It is nestled between beautiful Glen Echo Park, Velda Village Hills, and Pine Lawn, just southeast of Normandy.
There you go, Beverly Hills, Missouri. Don't confuse it with one we're
no,
doing.
No valet no. parking at the post
don't
office
go there,
there.
Yeah, don't,
no.
go there, don't go there looking for Rodeo Drive. You're not going to find it.
If you want to stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel, what do you think that would cost you a night?
For just a standard
one
room?
One night standard room, Beverly Hills Hotel.
$450.
$1,400 a night.
I was close.
Yeah, you're like $1,400 a night. Yeah,
nice
Dan,
job,
you got
Dan.
It, Dan. You're right, Dan.
Trivia master. And I thought this was pretty amusing. The TV show, you'll remember, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, Beverly Hillbillies television show. So they showed an estate at the start of that program that Jed Clampett moved into after he made his fortune.
Where they had the cement pond.
So the interesting thing now is that home, that estate, is now the most expensive home in Beverly Hills. What do you think that costs? What do you think it recently sold for? It's called the Chartwell Estate.
I'll go like $70 million.
Anybody else? Mm.
I'll go 71.
It's not an auction.
It's not an auction. The price is right. I just wanted to screw you out of the showcase showdown.
I'll go 105.
Oh, my goodness. Dan? Dan?
Boy, I don't know.
None of us know.
$110 million.
$350 million.
What?
I was going to say $350 million.
That's Dan, you would have gotten it. You should have said that.
The estate that Jed Clampett had in the TV show, or the one they showed. So, pretty interesting place, like you said. You feel
how about Mr. Drysdale's
incredibly
house?
Out of place in Beverly Hills. So there you go. You want some more information on Beverly Hills or road trip ideas, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com.
My brother lives in California, and years ago, I went there, and we had lunch at Mr. Chow's. Mr. Chow's is a Chinese restaurant. Now, this is 25 years ago. I had a little clump of rice with some little pieces of chicken or something. I mean, you could have put all of it in a big spoon and a drink, and that's about what he had. $50. Oh, and that was 30 years ago. It was insane.
I forgot to mention one other thing. Beverly Hills is also home to the Museum of Television and Radio. And do you know, Frank, you and me, and I guess Dan, are actually in...
You and I.
You and I and Dan are in the Museum of Television and Radio in
that's
Beverly Hills. Did
that's
you know that?
That's a lie.
We are?
Because many years ago, you'll remember maybe, I took a trip to California.
Ed McMahon.
And I got Ed McMahon to introduce Bill Cleveland segment on the air in that studio that they had at the Museum of Television and Radio. So forever, you will always be. There's the document that we were there and the audio recording.
Do you know that?
There you go.
That deserves an applause.
You and Limey are the only two in this who are not in the Beverly Hills Hall of Fame.
The Museum of Television and Radio.
Yeah. You'll get there.
I'll get there.
You stay with this show, you'll get there, buddy. Yep. That's the path to success right here.
Right, there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road, soon at least on the road, and on the 590 The Fan.
Nobody yet has said the other station.
I didn't want to be the first.
No, if you do that, you have to walk on hot coals.
I'm out of the museum, I think.
And then sit down on the hot coals naked.
All right. That's what happens.
That was Bill Cleveland, everybody. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Ooh, almost 50,000 homes in St. Louis in the last 14 and a half years have replaced their windows with Window World windows. First Community Credit Union is a tremendous and valued sponsor of this show, and not just this show, but the yard sale. Now, the other station has decided that all of a sudden they're interested in the yard sale. And it's a weak, watered-down version. The original producer of the real yard sale is me. And I am now producing the yard sale here with the new host, Scott Sherman. Saturday, it looks like Scott will do his first solo hosting now that we got the kinks worked out of the phone. And I'm going to ask all of you to look around, find anything to sell, and make Scott's first solo outing a success by keeping the calls coming in. And remember, when a caller drops, you immediately know there's a line open, so you jump in. So make sure you have the number by Saturday. Don't worry, tomorrow I will pound that number into you, 855-282-TALK. Scott Sherman, the host of The Real Yard Sale, that has moved now to 590 The Fan, Saturday morning, 7, 9 o'clock. And the only sponsor, the exclusive sponsor, is First Community Credit Union. It is not only a great place to bank, it is a great supporter of this show. And if nothing else, if you like listening to this, this is free, people. This is not like a serious... See, this would be a good place. Are you serious? Like if I said that...
Are you serious?
Yes, it's serious. That's what I'm talking about. You have to pay for that.
No, I'm serious. Are you serious?
No, I am serious. Serious radio, you have to pay for. But here, it's free. So if all you have to do, if the least you could do, is patronize the advertisers and give First Community Credit Union a look. Just take a look at what they do and how they do it, and thank them for being AM and the PM and for sponsoring the yard sale on Saturday morning. Notice they didn't choose to sponsor the watered-down, fake weak version of it, they chose to stay with the real one, 7 to 9 o'clock. So First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area and a great place to bank, firstcommunity.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment? Or maybe dropping from that 30-year to a 15-year, keeping your payment the same. Here's one more. Now's the perfect time to do a cash-out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and seven-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
Don't just watch the games this weekend. Make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everybody gets locked in before it's too late. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
In the personal news section of the show, my second son and his wife left this morning for Hawaii for their 10th anniversary. Has anybody in here ever been to Hawaii? Bill, you're trying to go everywhere. You've been to Hawaii?
Can't drive there.
No, you can't drive there, but has anybody been?
I've always wanted to go.
Nope. I've been twice. It is very expensive. Now, I'm not talking about just getting there. I'm doing car rental, hotel, food, everything's very expensive, but... I'm glad they're good. 10 days there. 10th anniversary. Good for them. I think they're going to really enjoy it. But you need to, if you go, take a pile of money with you or have a lot left on your credit card. Because if you do it right and really enjoy it, it's going to cost you some money.
I can't believe it's been 10 years.
I can't either. So our grandson is staying with us for 10 days. And he had to bring with him his pet. It's a gecko. It's that insurance lizard.
Little Geico gecko.
A real one?
It's a gecko, yeah. And his name is Raymond. Now, I don't know.
Does he know that? Does the gecko respond to Raymond?
The gecko does nothing. I don't get this as a pet at all, but now we have to feed this thing crickets and mealworms, whatever those are. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you have to put a heat lamp on it at night to keep him warm. And his tail is completely gone. I think my grandson stepped on his tail, and they get away by breaking their tails off.
Mm-hmm. So they feel threatened, yeah.
He's disgusting looking because he's got a red, bloody stump where his tail should be. And my grandson carries this thing around everywhere. He puts it on his shoulder. He sets it on plants. He puts it on the kitchen counter. And I know that in the 10 days he's with us, he's going to misplace that thing, and my wife is going to go nuts.
He's going to find it.
Put that gecko to sleep.
No. you're catching on. I should have talked to Dr. Doug. How do we
just put it to sleep.
Humanely put this thing to sleep? But I don't get it, and that thing, Raymond, goes with him everywhere, and that you can tell that little gecko is just thinking, what the heck? Where am I, and whose shoulder am I on, and why am I not where I belong in the desert, and where's my tail?
How long has he had this thing?
I guess 3 months or something, or 2 months.
Oh.
It is time to tell you that this is KFNS St. Louis, 590, the Fan 590 AM, and that it's 5.